Rabbi Isai, we're in the middle of a sugya here. We didn't. There wasn't much to do more in the Gemara. It's very difficult, challenging to figure out how to where to a point of entry, where to start from. But one place to start from over here is definitely the fact that we're entering also in a difficult tekufa. The tekufa of Slichas is definitely a very challenging. It seems to have always been challenging. And the point is that a person is supposed to try to lift himself up a little bit. I was talking to the Oilam this morning. Some different Bacharim said to me they're tired. I said, get used to the feeling of being tired. There's nothing wrong with playing when you're hurt, and there's nothing wrong with learning when you're tired. It's okay. It's okay to do that. It's okay to push yourself to your limits. It's something that a person has to learn how to do in general in life. It'll make you a more successful person in all different areas. We're not just taking the easy route and just learning when it's comfortable and when I was able to sleep late and when I was able to, everything like was, you know, just worked out simply for us. This is meant to be a more challenging time. You're supposed to work yourself basically to your limit. And one of the people that I would say epic as far as historically, someone that really pushed himself to his limits is someone who has joined us today just for one time. Entry, which is Pinchas HaKoyen Brescher. Pinny is someone who he worked so hard on learning. It's mamish legendary, the amount that Pinny works on his learning, has worked on his learning since the times in the Mir Yeshiva, where we harvard over Mishnahs and Gemaras, Keseder, over and over and over again. And I can't say that learning was a natural thing for him in any way, but he worked himself to the bone. You asked for it. You didn't ask me if you could come into shiur. You just walked in. So that's what you get. You know, you didn't ask me permission. So I'm chayv to anything. And here he is, and like a beast. Mamish learned like a beast. Penny used to have a paper. He'd write down how many times he chazered a gemara, because he kept. I'm not going to tell them how many times you chazered a gemara, but I will tell you it was definitely more than 80. I won't tell him how many times he chazed a gemara, but he won't be machish me on that. He chazed a gemara is more than 80. You're talking about serious work, and that's how you're going to become someone as successful as Baruch Hashem he is in the world. His mother was telling me last night, what a powerhouse my son has become. It's because a person that knows how to really have good work ethic is going to be successful in anything he does. Hashem, but honest, truth be told, it's something to learn from, and we have to work hard. That's it. You know, it's not gonna, you know, we're not gonna bail out now. So tomorrow, Beis Hashem, what we're gonna do in my house, 9:45, Beis Hashem, Asiyata Dishmaya, from 9:45 till 12:00, we're gonna have a chazara on everything that we learned up until now. We're going to try to do the chazorah together. At 12 o'clock, we'll be serving pizza for them to have lunch. And then after pizza, Noach Lerman's going to do a chazorah on this week's shiurim, which he's been working very hard on also. And what that we should make kinyanim. And Beis Hashem, right after Rosh Hashanah, we're going to have a written chazorah in question-answer form, which will be graded, which is Lashon Saginar for test. And we'll be graded. And the Olam has to be holding. The Olam's not holding. So then it's not, I'm not here to be entertainment. I know it's entertaining. I'm happy that it's entertaining, but that's not the point. That's just the cherry on top. If someone, you know, buys an entire ice cream, just eat the cherry, you say, what a waste, right? So we're not here to be just entertainment. It's the cherry on top. We're here to be fleishig. If you're fleishig, so then you're good. And we'll find out how fleshig you are, Beis Hashem, after Rosh Hashanah. Akoponim, Rabbi Yisai, over here it's a very challenging sugya. It's challenging to figure out the point of entry. Let's do our best. The Gemara says the following thing. Gufa, Amarav Abarbar Zabda Amarav. Ovel Chayiv Besukkah. An Ovel is Chayiv in Sukkah. An Ovel has to sin in Sukkah. We were struggling with, I saw someone brought down, what exactly is the case of Ovel? What happens if a person's Ba'avelis and it comes Sukkahs? He's no longer an Avel. So what does it mean exactly? Avel Chayiv and Sukkah, what's the case? But anyway, Pshinta, it's obvious. We said before that Avel Chayiv and Kola Mitzvahs. Mao de Teimu Hoyo Vamarav Abba Bar Zav Domarav. Mitztair is Pater Minat Sukkah. Hainame Mitztair, who I might think that this person's also Mitztair. Kamash Malon, that he's not Pater. Because Hani Militzair de Memela. Abel Hocha, Iu de Kamitzair Nafshei. Iboi Leila Suveitaite. So I would think that maybe he should be Pater because he's Mitztair. What is the Mitztair that we're talking about over here? What's the Tsar? What's the Tsar we're talking about? Just tell me, what is the Tsar that the Abel has? What? The pain of the Avelus. We think just the fact that he's in anguish, he's in mourning, that would make him potter from a sukkah. Kamash malon, hani mili tzar de memela. That's when the tzar that comes in memela. We'll see what that is exactly. Hani mili tzar de memela. Abel hacha iu do kametzar nafshe boy la sume daite. He should boy la sume daite. It's chapter mis. Okay. Says Rashi. Pshita. Rashi demaschu pshita. Maishna hai mishar mitzvahs dashminon rav la'el avul chai b'chol ha-mitzvahs. We said avul chai in all the mitzvahs. We discussed, is that all? Is that inclusive? Is there anything that an avul is putter in, even though he's chai b'chol ha-mitzvahs? Aside for tefillin? Talmud Torah. So then maybe it's not so pasha just because it says chol. I don't know. Akoponim.
Not the same as other mitzvahs.
Yeah, yeah. Tzara de memelo. Shahatsuka mitzaratoi. Kigoin chama. Oitzina, oitzircha b'dvarim shesichach b'hem. Chama, oitzina, what is that? Cold and heat. Oitzircha b'dvarim shesichach b'hem. Or, what is sircha b'dvarim shesichach b'hem? What does that mean? It smells from the thing that he is mesachach. So, Rav HaGoyin, Rav Yehuda Vagshol, Shlita, told me, Kasha from his Olam, she didn't have an answer to, which we're going to try to answer over here. Which is, what happens if it just stam smells? Why does it have to be sircha bedover shesichach ben? What happens if it smells? It happens to be that... Okay, what? Is that, so what about ham? What about hot and cold? Hot and cold is coming from outside. So this is also coming from outside. Hot and cold is not in the sukkah. It's not that there's something like a heating element in the sukkah. It's hot from the sun. It's cold from outside. What? You could have a bad smell in your house, right?
Heat and cold in your house.
Again, there's three examples: heat, cold, and a bad smell from your schach.
It's something that you did not have
in your house.
What?
It's only K.
Schach is from your house.
Yeah, we'll have to see. We'll have to. Okay.
Oh, what? Same thing.
Yeah, but the heat and the cold are from outside.
It should be the same thing.
Okay, good, good. The Olam is saying good. I don't know why the Olam over there had such a problem with it. The Olam here is saying very good. But I want to bring it out, though, more with the Lumdus. But the Olam is saying that maybe this is a little bit different.
Is the smoke from outside, is it from, like, or is it from a person?
In other words, is it, or is it from? It could be able to make a difference. Could be, you're right. Could be. Let's see. Zokt Rashi Baiter mi boile suha daita choyva alav liyashiv daitoi la mitzvah. He's mechuyiv liyashiv daitoi to come himself to be mekayim the mitzvah. Rabbi said we're going to say tifas achim today. Beis Hashem asiyata dishmaya. But let's start over here. Rabbi Yosef brings a shaila from the achroinim that we're all talking about. He should be potter because what was the discussion? The Gemara should be potter because he mitzvah because of what? Because of what's making the tzar? The Avelos, because he's mourning the mental anguish. In fact, the Achronim, I have a different reason it should be Pater. Because an Avel is Pater, is Usser in Tashmish Hamita. An Avel cannot be with his wife. And I see from the Gemara over there that it seems like that a Koyein, we have a discussion, a Koyein should be Pater from Sukkah B'Shas when he's doing Avela Beis HaMikdash, because you can't have his wife there. Because you can't have his wife, therefore it's not Teshu Kein Taduru. So therefore he's Pater. Forget about whether he's Bitzar or not Bitzar. The fact is, an Avel is Aser and Tashmish Hamita. So even if he's not Bitzar, but he should be Pater because it's not Teshuv Kein Taduru. It seems from the Gemara over here that a person is supposed to have his wife in the sukkah with him. We're talking about sleeping in the sukkah. What? Oh, so that's what I was trying to figure out. Is this, where is the Avel? It seems like he is an Avel. You're saying that the it seems like he does. From the Kasha. I don't know exactly why. What's the case?
Well, women aren't
Maybe he passed away on Yom Tif, and then he still has the Nava, it's not Mavkia. Yeah, I don't know exactly what the Echatim says. I'm not sure myself. But that's what he's saying. The Chayra, the Kasha is Geboit, that there's still a Din Avel. He's Aser and Tashmish Amita, and therefore, he should be Pater from the Sukkah, because he's Aser and Tashmish Amita. Now, to get it clear, Abu Yisai, if an Avel goes into the house, is he going to be mutter in Tashmish Amita?
No.
Okay, if he's in the sukkah, is he usher in Tashmish Amita? Does it make a difference where he is vis-a-vis this Tashmish Amita? Is that going to change anything? No. And still, the Gemara that we're bavorning, we're entertaining the fact is that an Avel is going to be should be patur. So in other words, we see that the patur over here, teshu kentadu, doesn't get affected by whether or not moving somewhere else would make it any better. I would say that's a very simple answer. And Rabbi Yosha says something similar to this. He says it's sibas hamokim garam lo ha'eser. Over there, in the case of the Beis HaMikdash, if you walk out of the Beis HaMikdash, are you going to be able to be with your wife? Yes. So it's only because of the situation that's creating that over here I can't be with my wife. Therefore, we could talk about the patur. But in Avel, whether he's in his house, whether he's in the sukkah, he's going to be outside his wife. So therefore, you don't have the din mitzvah. We're going to have to see that lumdus. But comes along, the carbonous house is a different teretz. Rabbi Yosha says nearly that that's pashut. Let's keep going, okay? Hold that, okay? If you don't, write it down, if you don't mind. Okay. The carbonous house says, you misunderstood the Gemara. The Gemara says that the reason why a kohen is going to be pater from because he can't be with his wife. What does it mean, can't be with his wife? Well, maybe it just means he can't have his wife's company. Can't have his wife's she's having her company. Having her, that she's there with him. It doesn't mean necessarily tashmish amito. Can an Abel be with his wife in the sukkah? Can they sit together? Can he have her emotional support? A kohen can't be with his wife bechlal. So therefore, what does it mean he can't be with his wife bechlal? Because in the Beis HaMikdash, where the kohen is doing the avodah, women aren't allowed in. So she can't be physically there. So a korban sounds like it's more an emotional zach. The patur by kohen was because she can't be there with him to show him support. But an ovel, his wife can be with him. That's why there's no patur of teshu came to do.
What about somebody who lost his wife, but he couldn't go back to the kasha?
He lost his wife?
Yeah, I'm saying that's he's an ovel, so then you go back to the kasha.
No, because let's say a person never got married. You can't say he's patur mitzvah because he doesn't have a wife. Right?
But women aren't anyway fine with so what's with...
Right? A woman is going to be. It seems to be a woman is going to be chayiv to sit in the sukkah with her husband in order to keep him company.
Not because
the husband's chayiv, not her own chayiv. Husband's chayiv, and it could be that kipshuta she's chayiv to sleep in the sukkah in order to facilitate the husband having something. It could be. There are such shitas. Al kol panim, the Elio Rabba brings another teretz.
Why can't not be with the kohen?
Right, that's why he's only putter when you're doing the avodah. That's when you're putter. What?
It's still because of the makom.
What'd you say?
It's still because
he's not doing the teretz of makom. He's not doing that. It appears that a korban going to the sanal doesn't.
Why can't his wife not be with him when he's doing the avodah? Ain't a
chanami. I'm saying the korban sanal doesn't go with Rabbi Yosha. Rabbi Yosha was saying, I would say the difference is whether the makom is gairim. It seems the korban sanal says, I don't care if the makom is gairim. I don't care. If you're going to be the same in and the same out, still you're going to be putter. We're going to see it's going to be machlekes rishonim. It's going to be machlekes rishonim, this idea. The Korban HaSanal is saying, as long as you have this uncomfortableness, you're potter. We'll see what the machlekes is. We'll see Bez Hashem soon. But that's going to be, the Eliyahu Rabbi brings a third teretz, which Rabbi Yosef attacks. Or let's say, try to help me out over here. Rabbi Yosef attacks the Eliyahu Rabbi. He brings a teretz as follows. He says, listen, you want the Avil to be potter from Sukkah, right? You want the Avil to be potter from Sukkah. But if someone asks him, sir, why are you not sitting in the Sukkah? What's he going to say? What's he going to say? What? Because I'm an Ovel. Okay, but why shouldn't an Ovel not sit in the sukkah? Oh, because my wife. And I can't, because I'm Asur Tashmish Amita. If you do that, then you've just turned your Avelos into Avelos Befarhesia. Even though we spoke about it, that a person is still an Ovel on sukkahs, that's only Avelos Betzina. You don't do Avelos Befarhesia. And if you don't sit in the sukkah, what is your avelus? What did your avelus just change from? It just morphed from being an avelus betzina, because no one knows what's going on behind closed doors, because people tashmish shemitah is something they've done in private. But if you sit in us, if you sit outside of your sukkah, everyone sees you sitting out of the sukkah. Everyone's going to say, why is he sitting out of the sukkah? Because he's an avel. Why is avel sitting out of the sukkah? Because he's asun tashmish shemitah. You just made your avelus befar hesya.
And that's why you're chayiv.
And that's why you're chayiv. That's why you're chayev. Our Gemara is entertaining a different tour of Avel. Mikoyach, the emotional anguish. We're discussing, is an Avel pater because of the Tashma Shamita element? We're not doing our Gemara. He's saying, forget about the Gemara. Why an Avel should be pater? Because he's Asher Tashma Shamita. And if he can't do Tashma Shamita, he can't live with his wife, so then he's pater the Sukkah. But if he does that, then he's going to be pater and he's going to say, everyone's going to know that you're pater because Asher Tashma Shamita. It's a Sukkah. What?
Why would
Elisa
say that
in the first place?
Why would Elisa say that?
Hold on, good,
we'll
get to
it.
What?
Why would Elisa say that?
What do you mean?
Why would the guy say that?
Why is Ezra pat to you? Because we said, so why is he putter? The only reason an Avel's putter would be putter. Again, halacha lemaisa, my friends. Halacha lemaisa is an Avel chayiv or putter in Sukkah? Chayiv. So we have no reason to pat him. We want to construct a reason. The reason is because of Tashma Shamita. If you allow Tashma Shamita to be a reason for Avel to be putter, then you just made it before Esya.
What? If you would sit in the Sukkah, what would be?
If you would say what?
If you would sit in the Sukkah. What happened?
Now that he sits in the sukkah, now he knows that he's not living with his wife.
Now he's, where is the wife? Why is the wife sitting in the
maybe she is. His
okay,
wife's sitting
so
in the sukkah.
How do people know if he's living in his house? Like,
he's sitting in his house. He's sitting in his house now. He's eating out of the sukkah. Why is he eating out of the sukkah?
It would only be in a case of a public sukkah.
Okay, so they also
come by. People come by. People see. It's outside.
He's not allowed to eat.
So Rabbi
Yisai. Only is not sitting in the sukkah. It's not active. Why do we care? If everyone knows the halacha, the Avos not to be with his wife. Everyone knows that he's not being with his wife.
Excellent. Chesky's saying a great svara. Chesky's saying a great svara.
I'm not married, then I should be
chayv. Then Avada, you are chayv.
I'm a kid, I'm an
Avala,
I'm 13 years old, I don't have a wife, so what?
So Avada, you're chayv. The only chayv of patrin is mikoyach Tashma Shamita. What?
Only if I'm married, I'm
right? In this again, Lemay Saval is chayiv, but we're entertaining making Avil patri because of Tashma Shamita. That would only patri an Avil who is going to be who has a wife. Says Chesky, listen, let's say we would go and tell everyone the halacha. Avel is Aser and Tashma Shamita. Did you just make Avelus before Hesya? Because you put up a big sign? You broadcast the halacha? What? No. So the only problem is acting as an Avel before Hesya. Sitting in a sukkah is not an act of Avelus. It's not a Maisa Avelus. So therefore, it's not a problem of Avelus. Everyone's going to know you're doing it because of the fact that Avel is Aser and Tashma Shamita. Okay, so I can tell everyone the halacha. Avel is Aser and Tashma Shamita. Doesn't make it before Hesya. He's saying a beautiful svarah, Chesky. Beautiful. So no, that's why. So he's trying to shlug off the Elu Rabba. He's saying this is not a problem of Ezra. I'm not doing the Maisa Velus. You could say another svarah, but so we got to move on because we got a lot of stuff here. I'm shutting down again. There's another svarah, which is maybe it's different reasons. Maybe he's not sitting in the sukkah because he's a choila. No, you don't have to know. No, people don't necessarily know. They see someone sitting in the sukkah, they know necessarily. Maybe he has digestive problems. Maybe he's, I don't know why he's sitting out in the sukkah. He could have, maybe he has other reasons. Other people that don't sit in the sukkah. So is it a velus mefarhesia? Maybe not. Maybe, you know, it's if the only one who would be putter was an avel, then okay, he's clearly an avel, he's out of the sukkah. But there's different reasons why people are putter. Hochei drachem are putter in the sukkah. What? Shluchei mitzvah, feel shaschani yotzam. Who knows? He's in the sukkah, it could be a billion reasons. It's not a maisa of avel sufrensia. I'm saying a different svar than Chesky. Chesky's svar is more lumdish than my svar. I'm just saying a practical svar. Chesky's svar is, even if you would know that he's sitting because of that, but it's not a maisav
Ezra
Ezra.
It's just... everybody knows.
What? Because everyone knows. Yeah, they can know. I'll call upon him. These are the three shitas. Three reasons. Why is it that Avel, even though he's Aser and Tashma Shamita, is not going to be putter from a sukkah? One reason is because it's not the sukkah being garm. He's Aser and Tashma Shamita in the house, out of the house, in the sukkah, out of the sukkah. So that's not going to pat you. The other reason is because you don't need to be a mutter and Tashma Shamita. You just need to have your wife's company. I can have my wife's company when I'm an Avel in the sukkah. And the third reason is because if you want to patter an Avel, then it's going to become Avelus Befar Hesya. Okay. But I say now we get to really the heart of the sugya. The heart of the sugya is as follows. The Chashuk Kechemet Yitzchak Zilberstein. He brings a Mordechai. I don't know if we Mordechai this place is for a second. Sure. This part of the Mordechai. Oh, he does. The Mordechai says, Mitztair Potter Min HaSukkah is only if by going out of the sukkah you're going to alleviate your tzar. But if your tzar is the same in the sukkah and out of the sukkah, Mitztair is not Potter. For example, let's say a person is in the sukkah and it's very hot. And let's say in his house it's equally hot. Let's say he has no air conditioning, right? Or he didn't turn on his air conditioning. Let's say it's equally hot in his house as it is in the sukkah. Is he putter from the sukkah? What would the Ramit say? No. It's not putter from the sukkah is only if it's something that you would normally leave one room to go to another room in your house. Also, you could leave your sukkah to go into your house. But if you're going to experience the same tsar in the sukkah and out of the sukkah, there's no discussion of mitzvah pater. So brings the Mordechai B'Shem, Rav Elazar Mimintz, the called the Re'im. Okay, over here, it's good for our purposes. Comes along the Ma'arik, says the Ma'arik, then I don't get our Gemara. Why is our Gemara entertaining that an Avel is pater min sukkah? What's causing the Avel to be pater from the sukkah is mental anguish. And says the Ma'arik, his mental anguish in the sukkah and out of the sukkah are going to be identical. He's got the same mental anguish. It doesn't change anything if he's in the house or in the sukkah. Hold on a second. So why does the Gemara entertain that an Avel is pater min sukkah? And the Gemara says he's chayiv because Iboyelela Asubi Adaite. Those words, says the Marik. What are those words? Iboyelela Asubi Adaite. Because he should get control of himself. In other words, he should come to terms with the fact that he's an Avel. You shouldn't be in so much pain. What do you have to say that for? You should just say that your pain in your sukkah is the same as your pain out of your sukkah. What are the words meaning over here?
I was wondering in your
house. In other words, hold on. In other words, he's saying, maybe that's good for the Gemara's teretz. Hani mili. The Gemara says, you know what? It's starving. It's because of the sukkah. But over here, it's not because of the sukkah. So why does the Gemara say, Iboile la suve adaite? Just say, it's not because of the sukkah. What are the words Iboile la suve adaite telling us? It sounds like we're telling you have to get a grip. Says their Marik, I'm learning a different pshat than you in the Gemara. I'm going to pshat in the Gemara is you're a taka putter if you're a mitzvah. And I don't care if you have the same tsar in the sukkah as at the sukkah. You're going to be putter. Because mitzvah, putter, min sukkah. It doesn't say mitzvah in the sukkah is putter because you could go out of the sukkah. Mitzvah, putter, min sukkah. If I'm mitzvah, I'm putter. Even if the tsar is not caused by the sukkah. Aber, when it comes to Avelos, what does the Gemara mean? You shouldn't be Betzar. Get out of your Tzar. Get out of your Tzar. And that's a different pshat than what we're going to learn from the Re'im. So let's get it straight. The Re'im says that you're only Potter Mitzar if the cause of your Tzar is the fact that you're in your Sukkah. If you can alleviate your Tzar by going out of your Sukkah. If not, then there's no Potter Mitzar. Flek the Marik. So why would you discuss Elvo being Potter Mitzar Sukkah? What's the Havamina? Zok to Moshe Cousins.
So didn't we say that when before, if I said it that when an avol would rather be by alone?
Says the Heiliger Rabbi El Yoshiv Zatzal. Says Rabbi El Yoshiv, I'll tell you the pshat. The pshat is not like the Marik's question is based on Anocha. You have the same tzar in the sukkah out of the sukkah. So which is not true. It's not true because in the sukkah, who's going to be there?
People.
And an avol wants to be alone.
Right.
So in other words, he's sticking to his yesod, which is the only time it starts putter in the sukkah is if the sukkah, being in the sukkah is causing the tzar. If going out of the sukkah is going to alleviate the tzar, then there will be a ptur. And Avel has that dynamic. He does have that dynamic. He wants out of the sukkah.
If there's no one in the sukkah, he'd be
chayv. Maybe he wants dark place. It's too cheery maybe over there. He wants to like revel in his depression. He wants to turn off the lights. Yeah, I don't know. But in theory, yeah.
Why is it bothers
you
in the
Chanami? What? Oh, so why is anybody like that? Subi Adaite? So what? So fourth, what's the Gemara's says Rabbi Yashiv? That's why the Gemara has to say Iboy Leila Suvi Adaite. What is the Gemara's answer? Iboy Leila Suvi Adaite. What's the answer? Iboy Leila Suvi Adaite. This is tzar machmas sukkah. If I go out of the sukkah, I will not be mitzar. So let me do that.
We're saying really, you're putter.
make yourself chayev.
Oh, so that's the chayev. That's the good, good. We'll have to see. We're going to see. That's the marik. Yeah, we'll see. So we have a machlokas. We're going to start here. Okay, noach, we're going to see in a second. I think it's going to be machlokas mishnah. Start over here. We have a machlokas. Mitzdar, why is mitzdar potter? According to the Mordechai, which brings the Relezumi Mintz, why is mitzdar, what's the Ptur mitzdar? Only if it's worse than the sukkah. And according to the Marik, when is mitzdar potter? Anytime you're mitzdar. What's the Bira Machlekes? Says the Chashuk Chemed, Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein, the Machlekes is as follows. Why is mitzdar potter? Who's the makor for mitzdar being potter? Tosfos seems to say mitzdar is potter because any time I would have moved anyway rooms because of this in my house, so my sukkah is like my house. If it's raining in one room, what would you do? Move to the next room. If it's raining your sukkah, what do you do? Go into your house. So if it's cold in your sukkah, what do? You go into the room that's warm. If one room has air conditioning, the other room doesn't have air conditioning, what are you going to do? Going to the air conditioning room. That's the pshat. That makes sense. Obviously, that the whole Ptur is only if you have a better place where you can escape the tsar of the sukkah. But if the tsar is the same here and there, it doesn't make sense why you should be putter in your sukkah. Azoy frekt the marik the kasha.
It's a little less tsar. Are you still putter?
That's a good shiloh. What's the degree? It's a good shiloh. Good shiloh. Good shiloh. We're going to try to answer that as much as we can. We'll see what we can do. Okay. What's pshat in the marab of the minutes? Brings Chashuk Echemed is a different makar for why mitzdar is potter. Ezrach Ranon. What's meant Ezrach Ranon? What does that mean? That means you have to be pleasant. A sukkah is meant. You know what the sukkah was in the midbar? What was the sukkah in the midbar? It was pleasant. It made things easy for us. Good. It's like enjoyable. You went to sukkah like Nanei HaKovid. What happens if you go into your sukkah and you go, I can't stand being in here? It's like, no, then you're not doing a Zeichel and Anei HaKovid, you're not doing a Vidaf design. In order to do it, it has to be pleasant, enjoyable. If it's not enjoyable, forget it. If the pshat is pleasant, enjoyable, it doesn't make a difference if it's no more pleasant in your house. But the fact is, it's not pleasant in the sukkah. I'm not mekayim the mitzvah. It's not pleasant. So Memelo, if he's mitzar, even if it's not machmas the sukkah, what's going to come out? He's potter. So an avel, forget about that he could escape somewhere else. An avel, he's right now mitzar. Is he chayv in sukkah? No. So what's the Gemara saying? Why is avel chayv? What does it mean? What does that mean? The Gemara means to say,
if he gets rid of his
mitzar,
would he be as
your chana? He's mechuyev to get rid of his mitzar. Sorry, buddy. You can navigate your emotions. You're obligated to navigate your emotions. Some people say, I can't control myself. I'm in a bad mood. Control yourself. Get a grip and be in a good mood.
Why don't you say that when the guy's hot, get a grip?
Okay? Why don't you say when a guy's hot? So what's the answer? What?
You're actually uncomfortable.
Physical, one's mental.
So there are certain things that I don't know if because one's mental and the other one's physical. Maybe because one's that's a good shiloh. One is the metzias of the sukkah is what it is. I can't change that. I can't take away the heat. But a person can overcome this. Maybe enochanami. I would suggest. What happens if it's cold and you could put on a coat? Are you mechuyev to put on a coat?
Yeah,
maybe
until you're still cold.
I don't know.
Probably
what?
It's probably cold that won't help.
What'd you say?
It's probably cold that a coat won't help you.
Yeah.
How cold is that?
Well, let's say a coat will help.
You should
put on a coat. Whatever. So then, what about putting on sweaters and coats and scarves? I would say the pshat is maybe the pshat is. I don't know if he's doing teaching it. What? Maybe that's not Ranan. It's not normal. I'm going to sit here with this huge puffy. What are those? You know, big puffy coats. What are they called?
Canada goose.
Yeah, puffers. Canada goose. And I'm going to eat my soup. This is not kishmak either. But a sweater. Put on a sweater. You've been mechuyev to put on a sweater. Moshe Sternbach speaks about this. What about putting a heater in your sukkah? Are you mechuyev to put a heater in your sukkah? He wants to say, yeah.
Is there
You could afford it. You're mechuyev to put a eater in a sukkah. It's a pellet. I mean, he's not saying for sure, but we're taking the mitzvah, the Patur Mitzvah, and we're downgrading it a lot. It's not so simple anymore. Person says, I got a Patur Mitzvah. Put a heater in your sukkah. What do you mean?
Even if you hold the mitzvah enough because Tichu came to Duru, yeah, there's still something of Tichu came to Duru.
So, in other words, a different din.
Yeah.
Okay, you see, have to know where that din, if there's such a makar for that. So 100%. What? How far to take it? Nachanami. We're going to have to figure out all these things. All this is going to, we have to figure out how, if there's Tzvei Dinim over here. But at the moment, my friends, this is all in the Shita of the Marik and the Ritva. Let's get back for a moment to the Shita. Rabbi Elazar Mimintz. Rabbi Elazar Mimintz says, if it's machmas the sukkah, you have a Patur Mitzvah. And Ovel's machmas the sukkah. So what's the Gemara Svara of Iboile Lasuve Adaite? What's the Gemara Svara? If I would leave the sukkah, I'll be much more comfortable. What's the Svara of Iboile? I like to suggest the Svara of something else.
It's going to make it better.
I'm going to give you Akdama, okay? I'm going to give you Akdama. We have to understand the nature of the Patur Mitzvah. Comes along, the Birkas Yankov is Reb Zalman Nota Leibowitz. Reb Zalman Nota Leibowitz says, Yesh Lachkor, what's the Patur Mitzvah? Is the Patur Mitzvah going to tell you that you have no sukkah? Or the Patur Mitzvah is going to tell you that you have a sukkah, but you're putter? What's the Patur Mitzvah? Where it's Noigeya, where he brings it in is, the first night of Sukkot, there's a chiyuv to sit in your sukkah. What about if it's raining? Zemachlagas Rishonim, do you sit in the rain in your sukkah? It's raining on you. You're mitzdayer. Do you sit in the sukkah anyway? Machlagas Rishonim. Machlagas Rishonim, yeah. Comes along with Zalman to explain you the machlagas. Here too, Rabbi Yisrael, Alam Deshavar. Is the Patur Mitzdayer that now it's like I have no sukkah? My sukkah's been washed away. My sukkah's been washed away. Or is the pshat in mitzdayer, you have a patur. Mitzdayer patters you. But if you sit in, are you sitting in a sukkah? You're sitting in a sukkah. You have a patur of a mitzdayer. He says, for sure there's such a thing as a patur mitzdayer. I'll give you an example. Let's say it's raining. It's not the first night of the sukkahs. It's raining. You go out of your sukkah. You're sitting now down in your living room and in your dining room, and you notice, the sun came out, it's not raining anymore. Are you mechuyev to go back into your sukkah?
No. Would you switch back and forth?
No.
If you decide to go back in, can you make a bracha leshev basukkah?
Yes.
You're in a sukkah. Are you comfortable in your sukkah right now? You're comfortable. It's just the Patur Mitzvah is I'm not mechuyev to go in, but it doesn't make that it's not a sukkah. I didn't wash my sukkah. My sukkah's a fine sukkah. You could discuss maybe if it's presently raining in the sukkah. Maybe say now that's called I'm not in the sukkah. But this case of mitzvah for sure not. So in other words, there could be two different types of mitzvah that Achronim say. Maybe it's shnei dinim of mitzvah, gets back to our shiloh teaching. Maybe it's a different type of mitzvah. But there's for sure a mitzvah which is it's still a sukkah, but I'm putter. Says Reb Zalman Nota Leibowitz, he says, maybe that's the machlokes. The first night of sukkahs, it's raining. Do you say that it's no point sitting in the sukkah? Because I'm not, my sukkah's washed away. I'm not sitting in a sukkah. I'm sitting in the rain. Or do you say that the Patur Mitzvah is just, it's a Patur. The first night of sukkahs, you don't have the Patur. You have to sit in the sukkah. There's no Patur Mitzvah. So I have a question. This is my shiloh for you, my friends. I want to ask you this shiloh. Let's say someone thinks it's raining. Kasha Anamaisa. He thinks it's raining. He goes down into his house. He starts sitting down there, and someone says, "Oh, by the way, it's not raining." Oh man, now we gotta take all the stuff back up to the sukkah. Oh, I don't want to do that. Right? Someone's playing a practical joke on him. He was like spritzing into his sukkah with like a, you know, "Oh, it's raining." Okay, everyone leaves. They all go downstairs. Like, it's not raining. It's like, oh. I ask you questions. You have to go back into the sukkah.
Yes.
Sure, he does have to.
Yeah. No. Yeah. The tzar didn't come from the sukkah.
Dovi, you say no? Rabbi Schweitzer, what do you say? Yeah. He thought it was raining. I would like to suggest that is our sugyan in the Gemara. That's our sugya. What do I mean? If HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings the tzar on him, what's HaKadosh Baruch Hu bringing tzar? If it rains, if it's hot, if it's cold, all that stuff. Now he's mitzar, he's part of Menasukha. But if the tzar he brings on himself, so then he doesn't have a p'tor. So he did it. He
didn't bring it on himself.
Sure he did. Because but that's not mimela. In other words, it's not that Hashem caused the tzar. If the tzar comes from the sukkah, then he has a p'tur. But over here, maybe he's b'tzar, but the tzar that he has is not coming from the sukkah. So that tzar doesn't potter. It doesn't potter from the sukkah. Why? Because it's hard to go. Let's say my sukkah is 10 flights up. It's like, I got to go up 10 flights. Is that potter you? If your sukkah is 10 flights up, that potters you? No. What's the difference? The being in the sukkah is Ezra Chana. It could be that going there is going to make me tired, but the sukkah is very comfortable. It's very comfortable. That potters you, it doesn't potter you. Why not? Because it's not the sukkah that's making you in Bitzar. If a Kodesh Baruch Hu sends you out of the sukkah, and then you have to go back in Mikoyach, that's what Gemara is saying. Hani mili tzaira de memela. A betzair that's not memela, iud betzair nafsha iboyle esuve adaita is, it's your problem. It's your problem. It's not my problem. And nafkamina would be as follows.
What if there's a heat? What if I have a heat on and my kid shuts it off and now I can sit
so? If you what?
That's not Hashem.
No, because that's the fact you have the heat on is you're just trying to get rid of the car. Hashem caused the car. You're saying because what would it be if you turn the heat on in your sukkah? What would it be if you turn the heat on in your sukkah? The heat wasn't on. It was a nice cold day, and all of a sudden it comes schmaltzing hot because you put the heat on in the sukkah.
That's you, but in the case
that
you gave, it's not
his fault. Because anything that's external, it's not anything that's not machmas sukkah. Anything that's machmas sukkah, that's the tzar comes from the sukkah. Anything that's not machmas sukkah, it's your problem. I'll tell you enough. Give me as follows. Rabbi said, what's the halacha? What the Mishnah Berurah brings, what happens if a person suffers a devastating loss? It's not stam a loss, it's a devastating loss. And he can't be a suve daita, he can't. He can't get a grip. He should get a grip, but he's not getting a grip. He is in tremendous anguish. Should he sit in the sukkah?
Yes. No.
Should he sit in the sukkah?
No.
The chayla.
He's emotionally anguished.
It's not
Malchus
Sukkah,
it's
the same thing as
Zion. Yeah, but the Gemara says, Iboile Lasuvi
Adaite.
Right.
Maybe that's the call.
No, get it.
Well, it depends how you learn it up. If it's Teshu Kain to do, then you have to sit there and
you're
back.
What you can do, you won't sit in the
house. If it's Ezra Chwanan, then you.
But what does Iboile, what does Iboile Lasuvi Adaite mean?
It means you have to get a grip.
Right.
Worst case scenario. And if you can't,
so
then we don't know.
So I think if the Vart is the Ptur, what Chesky is saying is like this: if the Ptur is Ezra Ranon, he's not Ranon. He should make himself Ranon. He's Mechuyev too. Okay, you can talk from today to tomorrow. The fact is, the guy is depressed in the sukkah. He can't be Mekayim the Mitzvah. Says the Tanya: if someone is depressed, he's Pater from the sukkah. A depressed person is Pater from the sukkah. And he says Yesh Cholkim. No, be depressed in the sukkah. Why? If the p'tur is just you should leave your house because go to somewhere else, there's nowhere else that's going to make me any better. By the case of Avel, maybe make me better over there. So what's the svar of Iboile Asuvi Adaite? Over here, you're causing the tzar. So therefore, you actually get it. But over here, there's no reason why I should be p'tur. Why should he be p'tur? Why? Because he's b'tzar. Okay, you sit there b'tzar. There's no p'tur of Iboile Asuvi Adaite is just the svar telling us that it's your problem. It's not saying that without being asuvi adaite, that's going to make you chayef. Could be that this is taka machlekes. So everybody said we have two pshatim over here in the sugya. Two pshatim of mitzar patim and asukah. One pshat mitzar patim and asukah is that if the sukkah is causing him tzar, so then by leaving the sukkah, I would think then he should be pater. If leaving the sukkah will alleviate his tzar, and it should pater. But being that over here, it's the tzar de memeila iboile asuve. That means it's your problem. Well, it's your problem. You got to deal with yourself. The same way, if a person leaves the sukkah himself, or if a person builds his sukkah on the 10th floor, he's like, it's so much hassle to go up 10 flights. That's your problem. Hashem didn't make. It's not the sukkah that's mechayiv you. It's not the sukkah that's creating the problem. It's your problem. So it's going to be a big hassle. So you're feeling mental anguish. That's your problem. So it's not machmas asuka. Deal with it. And if you don't deal with it, it's still your problem. Because there's no din that you have to be comfortable in your sukkah. It's a din of teshu kein taduru. And over here, mitzah the sukkah is not causing you any tzar. It's not the sukkah causing you tzar. You deal with your problem. The other pshat is, Ezra Charanon, a person has to be comfortable in a sukkah. And even if it's not machmas the sukkah, if I'm not comfortable in my sukkah, I'm pater. What does the Gemara say? Bele asuvi adaiti, the Gemara says, make yourself comfortable. Make yourself comfortable. So I want to tell you a heter, which I think, which maybe depends on this. Let me ask you a question. Let's say it's cold in your sukkah. And you can put on a sweater. Are you allowed to go into the house? I think that if you say, Boy Le Suvedaiti says you have to make yourself comfortable, you have to make yourself comfortable. So you have to put on a sukkah. You have to put on a sweater. And a chanami, maybe putting on one of those puffer coats, yeah, that's not a zechranon, because that's not comfortable. But a sweater's normal to sleep in, to sit in a sweater, that's a normal thing to do. Do you have to put in a heater? Do you have to put in a heater? You have to make yourself comfortable. You're mechuyev to make it as comfortable as you can make yourself, and what you can't do, you can't do. What? So the question is that called not comfortable? And that way that's we get to whether it's you.
Exactly. The house is always
going to be more comfortable. It's a good question. It's a good question. It's always more comfortable in the house. My bed is going to be more comfortable in the house than outside. So, but I don't. It's a good question. I don't know exactly the issue. We have to try to figure that out.
It's also where you draw the line.
But I would think the following thing. According to the pshat, we were saying that anything that's machmas the sukkah, I'm Potter. But if it's machmas me, then it's my problem. If the sukkah is making me cold, I don't know if I'm mechuyev to put on a sweater. The sukkah is making me cold. The sukkah is making me hot. I'm mechuyev to bring in air conditioning into the sukkah. The sukkah is making me hot. I have to go make it. Hashem, you made me hot. I have to fix it. If I make myself hot, I got to fix it. But you made me hot. You made the sukkah hot. So now I got
to. The sukkah is making me not to have an oven in my sukkah, so I go back home.
Okay, so we get to the same question of like, what's the threshold? The sukkah is always going to be somewhat uncomfortable.
People wear sweaters at home, and everyone is cold. So people wear sweaters.
In your house, people don't wear sweaters. I don't wear a sweater in my house.
Some people are cold in their house.
Okay, so it might depend on the person. I don't wear sweaters in my house. So I should put on a sweater over here because, I don't know, it's not in my house, I don't wear a sweater over here. I put on a sweater. I don't have to do that.
Let's say there's a fly in the house, like a mosquito. People have that in their house. Oh, you're having
a cigar,
one mosquito.
Yeah, so we have to know what exactly is this year. What I'm saying is the Gemara is saying the following thing. If it's according to this, if it's machmas the sukkah, I'm fatter. If it's machmas me, I'm going to be chayiv. So do I have to fix machmas the sukkah? I don't have to fix that. I'm not sure if I'm mechuyev to fix that. I don't know if that's necessarily the case. What would be if it smells something outside of the sukkah? Something outside of the sukkah smells. Again, it might depend. If it's not a zechranon, I'm not comfortable. I'm not comfortable. I have to make myself comfortable. But if I can't make myself comfortable, so then maybe I'm going to be pater. But if it's not machmas the sukkah, maybe I'm still going to be chayv. It smells too bad. So basically, I get back to our last shayla. What about if a person has a soine in the sukkah? Someone in the sukkah that he hates. Or another case is that eating in public is very uncomfortable for him. He has some sort of malformity. And eating in the public is embarrassing. He's in mechuyev to sit in the sukkah. He's in mechuyev to sit in the sukkah. That's the shaila. Right? Person has a soini in the sukkah. He goes into the sukkah. He's going to get gishteret. He's going to be bothered. Right? He's gonna share his equilibrium. He's not gonna be happy. Is he mechuyev to sit in the sukkah or not? So, again, we're gonna have to understand what is the svar of Yiboy Leila Suvei Adaite. If the svar is of Yiboy Leila Suvei Adaite is in a chanami, you have to be Ezra Shranon. You have to be comfortable in the sukkah. Make yourself comfortable. The shaila is, we said, if a person has something that's so traumatic that he can't make himself comfortable, he's putter. It depends on the soine. If a person says, look, I know I'm going into the sukkah with the soine, I'm not going to be comfortable. I have to make myself comfortable. I'm not going to be comfortable. There's such a thing as it's just too uncomfortable for me. maybe over there he'll be potter. If you say the svara is, look, it's your problem, get over it. I don't care. Even if you're a bitsar, you have to sit in the sukkah. So then even if he's hating the sine, but so then. But if the svara is, we're saying you have to be comfortable in the sukkah. And if you're not comfortable, you're potter. So we tell me, make yourself comfortable with my sine. Okay, I should, but I'm not. Now what? This can be a chakira, an afkim between the two different studim. Beis Hashem, tomorrow we're going to do a chazar on everything that we learned from the beginning of the Masechta till now, and a chazar on this week with the Rabbi Achleh. 9:45 at my house, my friends.
Sure.